Okay, so really the way to start the shiur should be to make the Kohanim take off their shoes and see what color their socks are. Okay, let's see, yours are black. Okay, see, it's grayish, okay. Anyone other Kohanim want to offer this color of their socks? So the question is, are Kohanim allowed to have these, you know, very cool socks? Let's say you have a picture of them, you know, the logo of the Mets on your, you know, on your socks. You're a diehard Met fan, so you embed the Mets logo all over your socks. You've got these big red and white and whatever, orange, right? Red and orange, but I mean red, I meant blue and orange. I knew. Blue and orange and white, you know, socks. You got big blue and look, we're 2 minutes away from Citi Field, so you got to know. So blue and orange socks, you've got these loud, big logo of a Mets logo on your socks. Are you allowed to duch?
Why
not? So who says you're allowed to even wear socks at all? So the Gemara in Sota says, in Daf Mem Amud Aleph, says, it's a little bit of a different context, but the Gemara says, Eina Kohanim Rashoin Laos Besandalein L'Duchen. A Kohen's not allowed to wear shoes, your sandalim, when he's duchening. He has to take off his shoes. What's the reason? And this is one of the 9 takanas that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the reason why not? So number one reason the Gemara says is perhaps because of kavod atzibur. No, it's not kavod to the tzibur. You're going to get up there with your dirty galoshes and you're going to start duchening forever and you're going to make boot prints all over the carpet of the shul. It's not so kavod for kavod atzibur. That's what the Gemara says. Second reason the Gemara says is because maybe a little bit more of a far out reason, but totally different plane. Says Shema Nifsikulo Ritsua Bisandalo. Maybe your shoelace is gonna get untied, and then everyone's gonna like laugh at you, but your shoelace is untied. So you're gonna immediately bend down to tie your shoes, and you're gonna miss all of duchening. And then what are people gonna say? Oh, you're not a real kohen. Ahaha, you're a ben chalutza, ben grusha. You're not a real kohen. So because of that, don't wear shoes when you duchen, lest you come to tie your shoe, lest the shoe get to become untied. Then you have to tie the shoe. In the middle of duchening, you won't duchen, people will make fun of you. Fine.
Does that mean the first base of English they wore shoes?
So I'm not sure historically what happened, but yeah.
That's what I was coming to. The Kohanim did not wear shoes in the base of Mikdash, so that's why you do like there wasn't a base of Mikdash, and you made
so
it
doesn't say that exactly. It doesn't say exactly that reason, but you're right. It does seem that it's connected, but it's just covenant zibur, general covenant zibur.
No, because they didn't wear, they wore barefoot. That's why in the base of Mikdash they had those stones, the warm stones, the steam to keep the Kohanim warm.
So according to you, Nachum, can I ask you a question?
Yes, the Kohanim should not
barefoot. So according to this Gemara, it has to be barefoot.
Correct.
So question. You're Maimonides. You're straight
question
up Rambam. Okay.
The socks.
Socks. Does it say Kohanim wear socks or didn't wear socks?
Do they have socks in those
days? Your mother didn't wear socks.
Says the Rambam in Perek Yudalid, Halacha Vav, Vilchus Tefila. Umitakanos Ezra, Shalo Yahweh Kohanim Meduchin Besandalayim, Ella Omdin Yechefin. What does Yechefin mean? Yechefin? Barefoot. According to the Rambam, Mefurish, when you do duchening, they should be barefoot. Yeah?
How long does it take to tie your shoe when you come down?
Say one more time, it only takes a second.
2 seconds.
I don't know, maybe you're a faster tire than I am. Maybe it takes me 30 seconds. I don't know. But the point is that you're going to be so busy that you have to wash your hands, you're going to miss all of duchening. How long is duchening? Especially in Eretz Yisrael, they do duchening every day. Or inspired them, it takes 20 seconds, right? Boom, boom, boom. You don't do the chalomo stuff. It's just 1, 2, 3. The chalomo is the one which take a long time. And the 999s. The duchening in Eretz Yisrael takes 20 seconds on a weekday, especially if you got to rush to work, right? So definitely it's not, even if it takes you 30 seconds, you miss half of duchening and then you're not going to duchen. Okay. That's what the Gemara says. So according to the Rambam, you have to actually be barefoot. However, fortunately, for all those that don't want to smell the Kohanim's feet over here, Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Chav Ches, Halacha Hei, says, well, Yavu Kohanim Meduchen B'minolim, you're not going to wear shoes, Abo B'Bate Shokayim, it's Shari. Now, what are Bate Shokayim? Seems to be these long, like, I guess it's more like tights, because they were like very high knee socks.
Knickers.
Right, knee socks. And they wore up to their knee, And that is according to Shulchan Aruch, as long as Rama says, as long as they're not or as long as they're not, you know, leather. However, says the Rama, v'nagu l'hakel b'ktsas mekamos. So now we have a heter, at least to wear socks. And the Mishnah Berurah elaborates even further. In Os Yud Ches over here, he says, kasvu achronim de'ein nachon la'alos l'duchin yachif mamish. Don't do it barefoot. Don't get any ideas. No barefoot duchening. Shehu derech gnai. Because it's disgusting. And you think the whole point is a cover at zebra. If you're going to walk up there with your, you know, bare-legged, then that's not going to be so gishma.
Did the Kohanim wash your feet first?
Yeah, that's what...
Even if it was... Come on, you want people Kohanim to get
may,
up there and barefoot even if they wash their
on
feet?
Their toes,
no, but
know.
Still, it's disgusting.
They,
it's a shul. It's a, you want them to wear socks.
When they were in the Beis HaMikdash, didn't the Kohanim wash their feet?
I'm not sure. They did. No, they did. They definitely did.
So that's the same. So that's what they should do.
No, but you don't know if they didn't wear socks.
The shoes and that's a straw. Have a sink for the
so he says
have a sink built
we're talking about nowadays dochening. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bizmana zeh, it's not covered lewich yachif of ne gedolim. You wouldn't go in front of gedolim. You wouldn't go in front of Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You know Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. You wouldn't go in front of them if you're yachif. If you're yachif, one second. Ava yesh lewich. No, don't get into that. Ava yesh lewich bepuz meko shal beged v'chein haminuk. To wear puz meko is another word for socks, I guess." You know, beged socks, v'chein aminig. That's why all kohanim we've ever seen, all duchen with socks on. Okay, so now do we pask in this way, like this Mishnah Berurah, you're allowed to wear socks. So the Aruch HaShulchan, and remember the Rambam said yechefim. What are we going to do with the Rambam? So the Aruch HaShulchan says the Rambam was lav dafka. He meant barefoot, but he meant non-shoes barefoot. He didn't mean barefoot. He just meant, you know, not wearing shoes. He meant, okay, so of course you're wearing socks. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And it's a little bit mashman that the Beis Yosef talks about that as well. The Ribo Sefraim in Chelek Vav's Simon Samach, he writes a lot of letters to a lot of Gedolim, and they all say that, yeah, you shouldn't do it barefoot nowadays. You should minhag nowadays to wear socks. And the only one I saw differently, I saw quoted in the Dibros Eliyahu, in Chelek Gimel, Simon Gimel, quotes from the Chacham Shlomo, that says, no, you really should do it barefoot nowadays. Again, this is not Mamish nowadays, maybe 100 years ago, but the minhag was to do it barefoot. The Avnei Choshen, which is Zilberstein, he points out that it is mutter b'di'evit to do it barefoot. You want to duchen b'di'evit barefoot, that's okay. You know why? Because the Chayadim lists six things which are ma'akev, you know, which you really must do for Birchas Kohanim, and he doesn't list wearing socks. So in other words, barefoot would be okay b'di'evit. But it comes out halacha maisa so far, it's totally okay to wear socks. It's preferable to wear socks. Everything is fine. Yeah, so far with me? So now comes our million-dollar question. So what about colorful socks? What about distracting socks for the tzibur? Mutter or aser? So
you're covered anyway.
You're covered anyway. The problem is that's a loaded point because there is a Gemara in Megillah which seems to say that if a person has, you know, something, different colored hands, or he's got messed up hands or messed up feet or a messed up other part of a body which is visible, it's disfigured, he should not duchen. Why? Because people are going to stare at you in the middle of duchening. Now why, if they're all covered, why are you going to see it? Separate question, good questions, I don't know the answer. But for some reason, the Gemara says that we're going to stare at that person, and therefore, you shouldn't duchen with this, unless it's dashpiro, unless everyone knows about you. Everyone knows that whatever you have, you only have one leg, so therefore, you would be allowed to duchen.
Unless a balmum is not allowed to
duchen. Correct, that's a separate issue, but here it's not an avoda. You don't have, it doesn't have all the dinim of balmum, but yeah.
Maybe he walks up to the front and they'll see him.
Maybe he walks up to the front, everyone will stare at him, and then maybe they won't stay under their towels, they'll be busy trying to see how he duchens. That's what the Gemara says. So now comes the question, okay, but let's say if you're wearing socks, or let's say, so with that, if it's covered, then maybe you're not going to see the disfigured. It's not going to see it's disfigured. Maybe it should be permitted. So if Moshe Feinstein talks about this problem, and he says, well, look, if everyone in the town is wearing no socks, and you get up there and you duchen with socks, he bases it on another Mishnah Berurah, that's no good. You know why? Because you know why you're wearing socks? You probably have something to hide. Okay. But if everyone else is wearing socks, and you go up there barefoot, not a problem. You know why? Because even though you're going to look weird, everyone is wearing socks, and you're wearing nothing, it's not a problem. The whole problem of people staring is if there's a fear that there's something exciting under the sock that they want to see. Or you only have one leg or a fake leg, whatever, prosthetics, everyone wants to stare at that. That's the only problem. Okay. Says Rav Moshe in that, listen to this line. He says, therefore, he says, of course, he doesn't give any source for this. He says, Daha kisha'olim bipuz mekos, when you go up with socks, yecholim laos gam bipuz mekos mishunim. You could wear really exciting socks. Zemi zeb, b'mineim u'b'tzivam. Some people have black socks. Some people have white socks. Some people have a logo of the Mets on their socks. There's no problem at all. Some people have a big Nike, you know, the swish, whatever it is, right? The swirl. Some people have a big Nike thing. It doesn't bother us. Different color socks is not going to be exciting for the cow. It's only if there's a mum under it. Says Rav Moshe, you would be allowed to wear these fancy silk socks. You'd be allowed to wear, I don't know, I knew a yeshiva guy. There's a yeshiva guy who, maybe I shouldn't make fun of you, maybe you're like this also. I wear black socks. There's a real yeshivish guy, and he's purple socks. Apparently that's the style, to wear purple socks. Very cool yeshiva guy. Huh?
Maybe he's Minnesota.
I don't know. But anyway, so purple socks, maybe that's very cool. But if all the guys in your shul are duchening, they all have black socks, and you have purple socks, says Rav Moshe, totally fine. The fact that people are going to stare at you, it's not a concern if there's no bama. Fine. I found online, HebrewBooks.org, if you search, again, I quote this one other time, I don't know very much about Rabbi Yitzchak Abuchatzera. But no, Rabbi Yitzchak Abuchatzera?
One of the bubbles, right?
Yeah. No, it's Faradim. Tavshin Ayin Dalid, that's a few years ago, writes a letter to Rav Ron Abuchatzera from Afula. And he writes, quotes this Rav Moshe, listen to this. He says, Ulam Ayin Shom Behemshech Tavarev. Shekasev kimo amikra shekasavnu te'echad ola begarbayim b'tzeva kezeh te'echad b'tzeva acher. Someone has yellow socks, someone has white socks and purple socks. Well, choshishim shezeh ma sheyigrom mustaklus bem. You don't have to be worried that people are going to stare at them. But then he says, wafizeh nira, okay. Sheyochol alus begarbayim shonos b'tzivon. You can even wear really fancy socks, nice silk purple socks, totally no problem. But then he says, the al kol panim. Here's the key line. Nirali d'imu mekushit kolkach. If it's so fancy, you got a, or it's so bedecked, your socks, you've got a big logo of the Mets on it, then yesh lachosh b'zeh listakos. You argue straight up with Rav Moshe. He says, if you've got such fancy socks that everyone's looking at you, if everyone in your yeshiva is very, you know, non-cool, like myself, you wear regular black socks, you know, maybe with a little yellow tip at the end, whatever it is. No, and you walk up there with these purple socks with, you know, embroidered, I don't know, silver things on your socks. That, according to Rav Abuchatzera, would be a problem. He says, according to Rav Moshe, he says it doesn't seem. He says, "V'afal pi sheyesh l'shar kohanim garbayim levanos u'kohen echad garbayim tzivonos, mashmi d'gris Moshe dein lachosh b'zeh." But he seems to argue. He says, if you've got a very colorful socks, no good according to Rav Abuchatzera.
They didn't have fancy socks like that in Rav Moshe's time.
He says it could be like a mum.
Yeah,
you cover a socks.
Okay, maybe, maybe. But that's Rav Moshe didn't think that. He says, yes. Shkoyach.